because we all go through changes, we all go through phases. Came a long way from doing nails before a math class. Now looking back, I wouldn't change it.
Shh, are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. We all go through phases. What's good, everybody? My name is Shanghai. I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm a rapper slash singer slash businessman, I guess you could say so. I work with Toby Ali, Norv's in the Cool. Yeah. So right now I'm currently promoting a show I'm going to be doing with Currency. I'm going to help open up for him. It's going to be on the 28th of September. That's this month. It's going to be at the Complex. You can get your tickets either at the door, or you can hit me up personally and I'll hook you up with tickets.
You feel that? Disney got me, I'm peeled back.
I'm also currently promoting an album that I'm going to be releasing in the fall. Chapters that I'm doing with my man Norbs. We plan on having an album release show in November, probably on the 30th. And I also got something going on called Shanghai vs. Toby Ali 2. That's basically the second installment of the first EP I did with Mr. Toby Ali. The first time I actually wrote a rap song, I was with my cousin Zeke. This was years ago. It was probably when I was about like 5 years old. I remember I wasn't even really in school at that time. They were just babysitting me. And he was always into like really hardcore gangster rap music. He was like writing some type of crazy rap song. And then he was like, oh, let's hear you rap. Let's get you to start writing. I want you to rap to this. I made something pretty simple. It was just like rat-a-tat-tat. I'll leave you on your back or something. Something stupid. And he was like, oh, that's hella dope, man. That was cool. I really like that. He was like, I like that. I dig that. Keep writing more. And then later on in the years, that's when I really started getting into music. My mom, she was in the choir, and she wasn't like the main singer in the choir, but she was always at the rehearsals and stuff. And I think me being at the rehearsals, it really helped me gain an appreciation for music, because I got to see like a live band play with all these different types of singers. The first full performance I actually did, I was at the O2 coffee shop that was on State Street in Murray, Utah, and I was performing with a couple of people. There was this one kid named Dimitri. He went to a Murray High School, and he hit me up, and he was like, hey, I heard your song Good At It, and I really like it. I want to get you on this show. It was right before I dropped Fuego. I was capable of actually getting a good amount of people to come to the show, surprisingly. They actually made me be the last performance, which I was also surprised by, because it was a bunch of artists who have already been rapping before I was. And I did my set, and it was just super dope because people were actually just vibing with the music super heavy, and I was even fucking up on some of the songs. And then finally I did Fuego, and everybody was just like hella vibing with it. The whole place was just super lit. They were all like, Fuego, Fuego. It was just an amazing experience. I almost cried when I went home. It's ridiculous. Right now, I do have a good amount of some videos on YouTube. A vast majority of them are actually made by a certain individual named Udo and another person named Preston Lang and JD Allen. My favorite video that I probably have done is called I Hate My Job, and that was done by Preston Lang. It's just really funny, and plus it has my girlfriend's grandma in it. And I just think that shit was dope. They have like this girl twerking in the video, and my girlfriend's grandma's like throwing a bunch of papers on her because we're like in an office setting, because it's about how I hate my job. It's just hilarious. I love that video. Thank God I can go to work. I hate my job, yeah. And one more day to the weekend. I hate my job, yeah. Them checks help me get the bills paid. Currently, right now, we're about to do a video to this song I'm doing called Energy with this girl named Jupiter. She has a beautiful voice. She's a great artist in Salt Lake City. And we're doing a video with Joe Savage. She's a photographer. She just hit me up recently and she was like, hey, I really want to do a music video. And she was just like, send me something. And I sent it to her. And now we're about to collab on a video. So that'll be my first time doing one with her. So I'm hoping it comes out pretty dope. I'm pretty sure it's going to, because she's very creative. These are the individuals I've worked with. Norbs, Toby Ali. I've worked with Chance Lewis. I did a song with Giannis, actually a couple songs with Giannis as well. Norbs is part of a band called The Cool. They record out of the key. It's like him and Joshy Soul, Mike, and a couple of other individuals. They do a lot of jazz and like soulful type music. It was weird how I met Toby Ali. I dropped a song called 1992 and Forever I did with Norbs originally. And Toby Ali heard that song and he hit me up and he was like, hey, I'm from Texas and I really want to do a song with you. I haven't heard an artist like you out here like that. And he was like, come over to my house. And I went over to his house and we were smoking blunts and talking about what type of music we wanted to make. He sent me over a song and I recorded it in his garage. And that was the first song we did called Change It. And that kind of like started my whole wave. Later on, that led to me working with Chance Lewis because he ended up hearing some of my music and I bought a beat off of him. So I went to his house to record it. And he's just an amazing guy because he also works with the band. He raps, he sings, he produces. He just literally does the whole nine. He's ridiculous. Yanez is a cat who I met probably in the year 2015. We did our first song. I dropped a song called Lotto, and then he hit me up, and he was like, oh, I want to do a song with you. I really like your music so far. And we didn't really talk for like a couple months after that. And then randomly, he hit me back up, and he was like, yeah, let's do this, and sent me a bunch of beats, and I just started writing to everything. And we recorded some songs, but they never got to really see the light of day because they weren't really up to par. But then we did Fuego. And that was the one that just like helped really like get me started for real in 2016. Why it was a really cool goal for me to accomplish like performing at Twilight is because earlier on in the year, I actually thought about it and I was like, you know what? I really want to perform at Twilight, but I don't think I could probably get on there as a local rapper. You know, I don't see how it can happen unless, you know, they did one of those competitions again where they allowed people to vote. And then randomly, Norbs and Joshy, we were in the studio and they were like, hey, Joshy has this song called Soul and we want you to write a rap verse to it because we're going to perform it at Twilight. And I was like, oh shit, you're like, that's crazy. Like, hell yeah, I'll be down to do it. And I immediately wrote the verse and I try to remember it and we practiced it in rehearsal a couple of times and I got it down completely and I was so confident in doing it. I bought a suit and everything to go out there and perform. My mom was there and I was super nervous the whole entire time because it's like when you're at my level, you're not really performing for thousands of people, you know what I'm saying, or even 1,000 people. Being like on the stage and actually looking out and thinking, holy shit, I'm actually on this stage. I've been to this Pioneer Park, this show so many times, watching people kill these performances. Now it's time for me to actually do it.
Like Martin Luther King, I did it all for a dream. If you won't stand up for your freedom, will you fall for the cream?
It's kind of weird because during my song, I literally blanked out and forgot about everything that was going on. Like, I felt like I was mumbling. I got mad after my verse and I walked off, but then the whole crowd was like, hell yeah. And I was like, oh fuck, what do I think? Like, was it good? Was it bad? And I leave and I'm like all tripping, telling people. I was like, yo, was it bad? They're like, no, man, that was great. People were like coming up to me saying good job. And I ended up going backstage to like try to get a little drunk to calm down. And then I went back out to get my mom. And as I walked in the front of this stage, a whole crowd like saw me come back out. And then they erupted and they were like, yeah. Then people were like, yeah, let me take a picture with you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh fuck yeah. You know, that makes you feel good. You know what I'm saying? And just like feeling appreciated as an artist. And I really thank Norbs and the Key for even giving me the opportunity to do some shit like that, because a lot of artists, they wouldn't do that. You know, a lot of people, they have the ability to help put on certain artists or even just give people the opportunity to do something that they actually deserve. I felt good because I felt like I deserved that moment too with how much I've been doing, and it paid off, man. It was great. One of my biggest obstacles in life was probably just my own self-confidence. I didn't really have too much confidence as an artist. I was really worried about other people's opinions on my music. I was afraid to put out music and basically have somebody like criticize me and give me their opinion, because I always know no matter what type of artist you are, you're always going to have people who don't like your music. You know, there's people who hate on Eminem and Jay-Z and shit like that. It's ridiculous, but it happens. I was afraid of that, and what caused me to really get into this specifically was I was pretty much chilling with my girlfriend in our apartment. I forgot what we were even talking about that led up to it, but I remember I was just getting super emotional and I was just like thinking about, damn, you know, I'm currently 22 years old maybe. I was just like, man, I'm just working in a call center. I'm not really doing shit with my life. I feel like the one thing that I want to really do with my life is make music, and I don't even have the balls to go to the studio and try to even make a fucking song. And she was just like, you know what, this is something that you need to do. If you feel confident in doing it, you know, we need to get you in the studio ASAP, and let's just make this like a regular thing for you. And I was just like, you know, all right, I'm really down. And it really meant a lot to hear her say that, because at that period of time, she didn't hear me rap. She's never heard a song by me, I don't think. Oh no, she heard one song by me, but it was something I made when I was like in high school. And so right after that, my girlfriend just started pretty much investing in me, because I was trying to pay for as much studio time as I possibly could. But she was making more money than me at that time, so she would end up saving up money and like giving it to me as like a birthday present, being like, oh, here's a gift card for studio time. And I would just drop that in the studio, and that's what led to me learning how to actually record in the studio, because it was, I learned that it's a lot different as a rapper to practice your songs out loud in your household than actually be on a mic and learn how to like control your cadence and, you know, put your emotion into it the right way. And my girlfriend even helped me influence the idea of us moving to California, because it's like, I love being in Utah. You know, don't get me wrong. It really is a great place to like raise a family and all of that. But I know as an artist, if I really want to grow more, I'm going to have to leave Utah. And I was just talking about it with one of my friends who kind of helps with managing and making different moves for myself. And we had a conversation last night where we were at a show, and we were thinking, you watch these great performances by local rappers sometimes, and it's like, wow, why isn't anybody in this room trying to pick this kid up? You know, I was watching one of my good friends last night perform, and I was just like, wow, this is ridiculous. And then we were thinking, it's just because in Utah, you're not really going to have somebody who's just like life-changing sitting in the room at all times. You know, you can be in California and do maybe like a local show, and as a rapper, surprisingly, Kendrick Lamar's in the back with one of his best friends and he overhears you. You know, there's more of a possibility. But if you're in Utah, you don't have that same chance. You're just with other local rappers who are also still trying to work and get out of this place. And my girlfriend, she was just like, yo, let's leave this place, let's go to California. And I was just like, I'm super down. Past couple of years, we keep going back out to California to try to like get a feel for the place, and now we realize where we want to move at, and I'm definitely making the move, hopefully next year, probably in the summertime. I definitely continue seeing myself like, I mean, in the scene, just still putting out music. I'm just going to put out a boatload of music. I have some great features with some of the actual local artists out here, like Shannon Blake. I have one with Jupiter. I have one with Mimi Knowles. I'm going to drop one with James the Mormon. I have one with Zach Ivy and Vinny Cassius. Yeah, I also have a couple with Maya Khan, and I have one with Swell Merchants as well. So I got a couple features coming out as well. My favorite track so far is Energy. It's with Jupiter, like I was talking about earlier. This track is basically just about really my girlfriend. I've been writing a lot of songs about my girlfriend lately, and it's just how I love her, and I feel like I have a connection with her and shit like that. And another song that I made that I really like, Emily doesn't like this song, but it's called Animal, and it's about like some like past girls that I had in my life who I just don't like. It's more of a negative song, you know, but she just doesn't like hearing about that shit at all. You gotta rap about something, babe. So the song that we're going to debut on this podcast today is called Energy, featuring Jupiter, produced by Norbs and the Key. This is off of my new album, Chapters, that will be released in the month of October this year.
Love is a bound, I am made. Listen.
remember when you left, felt like I was stuck with a knife, internal bleeding. I want your love for life, your ex tripping. Tell him don't quit his day job, that's bad vibes like a graveyard. Feel like I've been working graveyards, found light in darkness like Ray Charles. Cupid shot me, no AR, we would fall apart like A&R. I just want your talents like A&Rs, baby, I ain't playing like they are. No, no.
So the places where you can find my music at is shanghaimusic.com. You can access pretty much everything on there. I have music on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, SoundCloud, literally everything. My next performance that I'm going to be doing, I'm going to open up for Currency on the 28th of this month. And then I have an album release show for my album Chapters, which will be on the 30th of November this year. We're going to have Zach Ivey perform there and James DeMormon. So it's just going to be dope. So shanghaimusic.com, that's S-H-A-N-G-H-A-I with an extra I. Music, regular way you spell music, nothing weird, .com.